Patients of the former Bundaberg surgeon Dr. Jayant Patel say they're devastated by a decision to drop the majority of charges against him. Queensland's Director of Public Prosecutions has abandoned charges of manslaughter, grievous bodily harm, medical misconduct and fraud against Dr. Patel. It was a massive legal case involving extradition and years in the courts that's cost Queensland taxpayers millions of dollars. Some patients now say they just can't believe the DPP's giving up, as Stephanie Smale reports.
The so-called Dr. Death scandal stretches back almost a decade. Beryl Crosby was one of Jayant Patel's patients at the Bundaberg Hospital. She says she's shocked by today's development.
Devastated. I think a lot of people will feel the same way. It's been such a long time, and a lot of victims still held out hope.
Concerns were first raised about Dr. Jayant Patel's conduct as a surgeon at the Bundaberg Hospital in 2003. 2 years later, he resigned and returned to the United States. But scathing findings from a commission of inquiry in Queensland prompted further action. Heather Douglas is a professor of law at the University of Queensland. She says the case exposed a web of issues.
The situation of how Dr. Patel was registered in the first place. There's also issues about the whole structure of the Queensland medical system at the time and the pressure on regional hospitals to undertake certain procedures that may not have been the best place for these procedures to occur.
Dr. Patel was extradited back to Brisbane on charges including manslaughter, grievous bodily harm and fraud. Heather Douglas says the legal battle that followed broke new ground.
The question revolved around whether doctors' acts, their operations that they actually carried out, had to be negligent in order to be able to be prosecuted, or whether the decisions of the doctor could be negligent. So the decision to actually carry out particular operations could be negligent. And ultimately it was found that it could be the doctor's decision to carry out an operation that could be a negligent part of the treatment.
In June 2010, Queensland Supreme Court found Jayant Patel guilty of 3 counts of manslaughter and 1 of grievous bodily harm. But the High Court quashed those convictions. Jayant Patel was released from prison. He spoke in a rare interview at the time.
I'm acutely aware that the trial and the events surrounding it and the appeals were also very painful for those involved in the events concerned. I want to offer my sincere condolences and sympathy to my former patients and their family.
But that wasn't the end of it. In 2012, Queensland's Director of Public Prosecutions confirmed there would be a retrial. This year, Dr. Patel has been acquitted of the manslaughter of 75-year-old Mervyn Morris, and a jury couldn't reach a verdict on charges of grievous bodily harm against Ian Vowles. Today, the DPP declared it's no longer in the interests of justice to push ahead. It's dropped a raft of charges, including manslaughter, grievous bodily harm and fraud. Beryl Crosby again.
We've struggled for many, 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 many years to get justice for victims, and we've always held the faith, and that's one thing I could kick myself for. Maybe I should have been preparing people years ago, but I held the faith too. I had faith that the justice system would work. At one point it did. It was just overturned, and from there I guess it went downhill.
In a statement explaining the decision, the Director of Public Prosecutions, Tony Moynihan, says he's balanced the obvious public interest in prosecution and conviction with the views of the victims and their families. He says he had to consider the 2.5 years Jayant Patel has spent in custody and the substantial cost of the very complex litigation. Heather Douglas says the decision makes sense.
The public in Queensland has already spent over $3 million on pursuing Patel. He's already spent some time in custody. Clearly his future as a doctor is absolutely destroyed now. No way that he'll be able to go back and practice as a doctor, you wouldn't think. So in some ways he has been severely punished as a result of all of these things that have happened.
Although a raft of charges have been dropped, Dr. Patel did plead guilty to 4 counts of fraud in the district court in Brisbane this morning. He was released on bail and is due to be sentenced next Thursday.
Stephanie Smale.